Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 31st, 2019. Their voices will be heard. Spirituality can only be attained in the connection between us. It is not that easy to accept, and it is not very pleasant because it is completely against our nature. The further humanity develops from generation to generation, over thousands of years, the more egoistic we become. This can be clearly seen in the transformations of human society, which began with tribal clans, then transformed into villages, which then grew into big cities and countries. Connection is a very difficult topic, but it defines all the differences between us and the spiritual world. The main problem is our belief that we can connect. But we cannot connect because we are 100% egoistic. First of all, we must remember that we cannot connect, let alone love one another. This is completely against our nature. Let's be realistic, we are capable only of hatred. All the rest are just beautiful games, like in kindergarten. Yet, we are inverting this game into a very serious one. Playing like good children and realizing that we are not, and that in fact no one loves his friends and does not want to get closer to them, we are hoping for the only remedy, the reforming light. We do not want to connect, and we clearly understand it. However, if we nevertheless try to connect, then we ask for the force of correction, the reforming light. We are not innocent children, but evil egoists, and we come to the group not to embrace each other, but to attain spirituality. Otherwise life will end in vain. Therefore, all our actions in the group, during workshops and in dissemination, have only one goal, to attract the reforming light. And the light will do all the work. We do everything we can, and the Creator will finish everything the way it should be. He will even correct everything that we have spoiled. The main thing is for us to try and reach a true request. We do not deceive ourselves. We do not want to connect. However, at the same time, we understand that there is no other way. In this global world, everything is interconnected, inanimate nature, plants, and animals. Only man, the last degree, falls out of the general symbiosis and acts in an opposite way. In order to correctly connect with others, we need the force of nature. This force cut us off from the rest of the levels and from each other. Now we must demand this force to reconnect us. Therefore, we try to talk nicely to each other and understand that this is a prayer, a request, that will help us egoists be corrected by this force. The tens, the groups, and the workshops are very serious work against our animalistic egoism. We do not want to get closer to each other, but there is no choice. Humanity must restore nature, which is completely integral and perfectly connected. Only man spoils everything, therefore, we are obliged to connect with each other and all other levels of nature. I feel that I do not want to connect with anyone, but at the same time, I acknowledge that I must be connected with everyone, and therefore, I demand the reforming light. It is written that Israel will not be redeemed by sorrow, nor by bondage, nor out of their wanderings or madness, and not through pressures or lack of food. No heroic efforts in this world can help to attain the meaning of life and achieve eternity, but only by 10 people sitting together and speaking about unification. They understand that there is no connection between them, and according to their own forces cannot be. They ask the force to come and connect them. Thus, their voices will be heard. From Lesson 2, Latin America Convention 2019, Building a Future Society, date to the 18th of May 2019, the work in the 10. Joy, the result of good deeds. Question: how does the concept of joy unfold in Kabbalah? For example, faith is love, bestowal. And the joy? Answer: joy comes from the fact that I can perform the action of bestowal. As it is said, joy is a reflection of good deeds. When you perform good deeds, give, love, hug, help, push forward, then you have joy. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 4th of April 2019. New Life Number 238. Quality of Life Within Community.
Hello, thank you for being with us here in the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lyman. Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. And we want to learn in this series of talks with Rav Lyman how to develop between us new systems that will allow us to feel that there's warmth between us, that there's some treasure, that we can fill ourselves emotionally from it and bring our lives to a good place. We each live our lives in our apartments, in our little nest, in our workplace, in our family. Around us, there's lots of people doing the exact same thing, and each one reaches a certain level of good and pleasant and difficulty and all kinds of things in his personal place. How can we make interactions and connections that will raise us all up to like in an elevator to a new life, connected life, where good will start to flow between us, a pleasant feeling that will fill our hearts? That's what we're looking to learn from Rav Lyman. Pay attention, there'll be a lot to take to life. Nitza, open up our journey today, please. So in the show today, I want to verify the connection between quality of life, good quality of life, and community life. There's a very interesting research today being done by social scientists that are showing in a very clear way that there's a connection between joy and health and happiness and community, rich community life that he lives. One of the researchers went and checked a bunch of places in the world, and they saw that there's places where people live till the age of 100, and they tried to see what it was that causes people to live eternally. Is it the air, the food, maybe genetics? And it turns out, after lots of verifications, that it's a very rich community life. It's the ability to participate beyond the family, the community, and see the connection between people, the older ones. There's a term that says there's no such thing that there's a time of leaving life, retiring. Yeah, every single person there has a role at every stage, at every age. So it turns out that everyone that lives in this community feels that he's contributing, that he has a good reason to get up in the morning, that he wakes up and he has a purpose. Therefore, something very pleasant and warm, and it influences the person's health and the length of life. And what's interesting and nice about it is that now they're trying, really right now, to implement this on in Minnesota. It's happening right now. And the people organizing this initiative chose a city that's very average, meaning the beginning conditions for the research are very basic. People have the same diseases as every other place. There's the same problems more or less as other places, and that's where they're going to do the experiment. And the first thing I want to ask you, the first stage of the project, they decided that they're expanding the sidewalks, expanding the bike paths, expanding public places so as to allow more meeting places, more places for interactions between people. Afterwards, they did some march together. They're starting to do all kinds of things around sport and common goals. So I'm really interested to hear from you. Let's say, even if you're imagining, if we would take a certain place, community, and try to work on it, to do some kind of work, connection between people, how would you look at this as the first stage? I respect any movement in that direction, of course, because even if it's not successful, we'll learn something from it. And all this research, happiness research that they're checking lately, which is the new measurement that they didn't have before, it's also making me happy that finally people can measure something that belongs to human, something human and not the creature in us, like how many calories we use and all that. But the truth is, right away, I'll give my criticism about it. Nothing will come of it. Maybe short term they'll be able to maintain themselves, but afterwards it will become again activities and sport is fine and walking together is fine, but all those things will not give community life. What do I mean? Because in that a person does not improve. He doesn't change. He remains the same person. We need to bring him a new education through a special force that we're creating inside the community. When people sit down together, when they act together, we need to organize them in a round manner. We need to bring them to a situation where they'll feel that they're one and not many. The community is not a bunch of people that are building some cultural place for everyone, or an activity for kids, or widening the streets, or buying from some supplier electricity or water together. No. But rather community life, the meaning is that we begin to feel all of us as a family, that we're all equal, that everyone is dependent, his happiness is dependent on others, that we're beginning gradually to raise our feeling of proximity, feeling of one more than the feeling of me. We is more important than I. That I want to disappear there into this we. But at the end of the day, we'll create a body that a person loses his privateness, and it's good for him. He's prepared to go that way. He feels all the time how he's getting more into the community. He feels safer, healthier, happier, more and more and more. Meaning that his ego is even pushing him toward that. It's giving him a pleasant feeling, pushing him more and more inward to the center of the community, to the center of the group of people, this inner center, this emotional center that they create between them becomes the thing, most necessary thing for life. That's where you get your inner supply. Apart from the calories that I need and health services, social services, I also arrange them from that same internal point of the community. And this, for me, becomes the main thing. In this, I am dependent, and I'm willing to serve. I see I'm willing to contribute, and it's good for me. And the more that I contribute in our development, gradually more and more, I feel that I'm filling myself. Not that I'm giving, but that this giving to the community gives me a feeling that I'm receiving from it. This is like a mother with her children. The more she gives them, just like someone that we love. When we give them, for us it's a pleasure. He's doing us a favor that there's a person like this and we love him and we can give him a present, because I actually get a present from that by giving. To bring people to a situation like that, that's what we need. That's called the integral education or community education. And if we look after that, and from building the community, in accordance with what we see, each and every community, in accordance with what it is. We're opening activities, bike paths, roads, picnics together, meals, doing things around the round table events. That's the main thing, to do many community events like that, with the families participating, young kids, bigger kids, and not do it like those festivals where the family comes, walks around a bit, eats ice cream, and goes home, but rather participation. Participation, what does that mean? Participation means that we have to do events like this that will be the organizing, the participating, and you receive the answers. Workshops, cultural events, games, common meals, something that goes with kids are doing shows, plays, things that can bring us closer together, music, singing, all the things. And the main thing is that we're always teaching ourselves that the place, this virtual place where we're connecting, for us, that's the source of life. I didn't get it. That from there, that from this connection between us, that we feel ourselves from the individuals connecting together between us to some kind of one term. From this one term, we begin to receive all our fillings. That it fills us in every way, in happiness. Happiness includes. There's no such thing as just happiness on its own. Happiness means that it completes all your lackings. You can eat simple food, like you wanted to say in this research. And you can live in conditions that are very usual, even less than usual, but you feel that you're happy because from there you get this feeling. It fills all your lackings, that you're not receiving it from any place, any other place. The more that it's developed, or the people will be lonely there. The community can provide this to a person from the extent of his participation in the community, to the extent that he participates. This is how he's actually getting a feeling of happiness. Participating with his energy, with his money, participating in everything that he needs to. But when you build this common place, that's where everyone receives feeling, this feeling of happiness. It can be along with building storage places and suppliers and all those things that we spoke about, that we can make, that we can benefit from it a lot. You can save money, save families money. We want to take our services from just looking after ourselves to looking after the community, that I'm feeding off the community, that I'm promised to the community, that it becomes for me the main thing. The community becomes for me the inner filling. That's what's missing. Therefore, I don't say that it's not good that they're trying to do all kinds of activities. The concern should be to do workshops and education that will train them together and build inside them something called "This is us together," from I to we. This feeling of us includes inside it a power that's above society, that's above our egoistic nature. And then from there, we can get all the filling that we need, the feed. I feel that what you're actually saying Maybe the external things that we decide to do are less important. What's important is the fact that we come together, that we sit, that we think together, that we decide together what to do. And then whatever they decide is less important. To build this road or a supermarket or whatever, the actual fact that they're coming together and thinking together, that's what makes everything happen. But I want to verify, before you gave a very good explanation of how a person can get satisfaction from community life, and I want to understand the difference between the satisfaction and feeling I get today from meeting friends, from my family, and the satisfaction and feeling I can get from community life. Today you get satisfaction and feeling from your egoistic implement realization. Explain it. You bought something for yourself, you earned more. How much I used my ego. And then each time and you receive filling, it's momentary, it's for one moment. Because when the filling comes, it just extinguishes your lacking. What do you mean lacking? I wanted to buy this jewelry. Finally, I went and bought it. I enjoyed that everyone saw that I'm pretty, that I'm big and rich and special. You need more and more jewelry, right? How many of those do you have? Many. In other words, you're like a rabbit running after the stick, or a dog, rabbit running after a cat, or a dog running after a stick. It's a feeling that's in a person that promises him this feeling of warmth, security, of what's good and convenient, that he doesn't have to be in this race, and that it's like being in mother's hands. In an instinctive manner, we actually were drawn to that same form, like we were in the womb or in mother's hands, that we wouldn't even think about our lives, just how to enjoy. And everything there was, the parents looked after. That's a true type of happiness. A person remains a child. He just grows up. He needs new toys. But this is how nature obligates us. Therefore, if in our community life we bring a person to a feeling that he's in the hands of the community and warmth and concern, mutual concern, and with a good attitude, and we're conveying this to him, he's willing to give everything. Just to feel that he's, it's like heaven. I don't feel like I'm missing anything. It comes from nature that to allow us to feel happy and free like a child. And then, if we bring people today to a situation like that, that's called dealing with them, with their character. That's called the correct use of our ego, that it begins to work in such a manner that with all my abilities and attributes, how can I contribute more to the community to feel greater pleasure, like I'm giving to someone that I love. And I feel pleasure from giving. This is what we need to reach. And then our ego will work in the opposite manner. And it won't disturb anyone, the opposite. Everyone will feel it's worth it. But we always have to remember that it can only happen on the condition that we create this source of energy in the center of it, this warmth, this happiness that a person receives from the connection between people that are sitting and talking, getting closer to one another, that there's warmth, participation, belonging to one another, a feeling of family, that we're all dependent on one another. That's the source that we live from. We have to be concerned how to raise it and strengthening the source of life that we have, that is called us. From what point do you start at? We're in education. We want to start this process. Let's say we're three people that live quite close to each other, even in the same street. What's the first interaction you would bring about between us to bring us toward this feeling of that between us there's a source of security, that if we go from I to we, let's start building some process that you're bringing me to that feeling. First of all, talking. So I come, you come to a meeting. Let's say we live on the same street. Doesn't matter in somebody's apartment or in a neutral place, if it's possible to say there's community centers where it can be held. It doesn't have to be the three of us. It can be dozens of people. Is there a minimum amount of people for interaction, community interaction? Should be 10 or more. So minimum 10. Let's say we gather together 10 people. What happens? What happens next? We build a talk between us. We introduce ourselves, who each person is, a little bit. Who she is, what she does, family, kids, just to get to know each other. You already waste the first meeting on that. It's simple stuff. And also in a very external manner, without going into details, because it all changes. It's important to us to know the very general situation, that the family itself, and that's enough. Everything else will change completely. This, her paradigm, her attributes, her character, I'm not even interested now. She can be mean and according to her character, person with a heart of stone, and someone can be the opposite, slobbering all over you. It's not important, but at the end of the day, we'll reach some place where we'll all feed off each other, and then we'll come into balance. And then we'll understand one another. We'll understand our participation, that I'm integrated in each and every person. That will connect us to the center of the community. And from there, we'll begin to get out this warmth out, get this warmth outward. That's the first thing. To get to know each other slightly, that's the first thing. Second thing, we need to talk about the general situation. Recognition of evil. Not to get into it deeply with all the issues in the world, but rather what we see as the negative things in our life, that there's between me and her at home, not just her, but all together. We're not asking anyone to open up and start laying out all these problems and everything, but just slightly. What's our goal? Our goal is to reach with these talks to recognition of evil. Recognition of evil meaning that we're truly, even though we're very successful, we have still have successful lives. The middle class and upward, you know, math, and she has her own business, and each and every person has something inside that went for his kids, towards our life, that pass in this manner, the pressure, social pressures, etc., etc. We're still living on earth, and some people more, some people less. Our concerns, the worries come to everyone. And the reason for this, the general crisis. Again, I'm just telling you that what I saw in that picture is not necessarily what we have to change. I don't say yes right away. I say we have to think. I have a question about that. If we're from the same street or the same neighborhood, then apart from the general system that each of us goes through, is there room to talk about problems of the neighborhood? It's possible. Every meeting has to end in a positive manner. We can continue to talk about the negative in the half or first quarter of and even afterwards. And what happiness we're heading toward. Everything has to be in the right calculation. I'm asking about what you said, raising these things or those things. Is it something that's more in each of us? Or is it something I need to improve in my life or something I need to improve in my building? Is it something that's not connected to my region? If it really, really pressurizes me, then I need to think about the pressure. Maybe the general situation. We need to develop first meetings, and in the first meeting, there's five variations, depends who we're talking to, which people, which group gets to have the middle class or the weak people. Some have problems of their own. Russians have problems. It depends. Let's say 10 people. And each meeting. And it depends on who came together. And altogether, we have to build 50. And it shouldn't be more than an hour because the person gets tired. Maybe even 3/4 of an hour. And each meeting, it awakens some issue. Which exercises can there be? Which games? Everyone adds something to someone. And after getting to know you, after we meet each other, we reach to the good place. All of the development of humanity between us. Here we have to develop this is called the integral education, the children's education. Every meeting has to actually has to create in us that same place where we're connected together between us, I didn't understand. What is this thing, this ball, something that's warm, something that's pleasant, from the connection between us, something that created. That, if I understand, it's like, it sounds like something. I didn't break down the meetings themselves yet. I'm just telling you the content. I'm just directing them towards something. I'm not going through your feelings. I'm not going through with you. The teacher said like this and the principal said that. I just want to bring you to the feeling of good and warmth and kiddad. And avud, general avud and
avud.
If you don't take part in the meeting, I'm just telling you. And there we need to get a little bit of evil inclination, recognize the evil inclination, a little bit of games, a little bit of connection, and that's where we're building this common attitude, how we think about each other, how we can build something better and new.
שבסופו של תהליך אנחנו צריכים לראות את עצמנו, התחברנו ונהנים מהחיבור.
בוא נשאל מצד אחר. נגיד, ואמרנו שלושתנו גרים באותו רחוב.
כן.
ואני...
He's saying that we have to... I see her in the street, I say, hi, Michael, and we have an interesting meeting. What do I have to tell you so that you'll come to this meeting? Would you come to such a meeting? Usually people don't come. So my first question is, how do I invite you? You know what? Let's exchange sides. You want to invite people to such a meeting. You know it will help people reach good, and I'm not there yet, but you're there, you're smart and everything, and I'm not there yet. And it's an I... I'm alone. Let's say you understand all these things. You and Nitz are smart. You know me, but we don't know all these things. We're coming over to invite you. Yes, exactly. I try to check first what's bothering him, what he's missing, what he'd like to improve. Hello, Mr. Levy. We live with you here in the neighborhood, even though we've never met. Because you come out of your parking lot and go back, we go upstairs and that's it. We want to improve our situation in our society here in the neighborhood, on our street, in our house even, that our kids will be able to play in the yard in a safe way. That it will be pleasant to live here. Life will be more organized, our common life. For that, we want to meet and talk about it. It's not some committee for the neighborhood or the building committee where they talk about the water and plumbing and all those things. No, but rather, we want to actually talk about getting closer. Life where we understand one another. Because if we understand one another better, then of course we'll be able to do things where everyone enjoys it, and especially our kids. There'll be a better feeling throughout the building. So we're asking for your participation along with us. That's it. It won't take more than half an hour, let's say. Tell us when it's convenient for you, what days, what hours, and we'll let you know when it will happen, when it's convenient for you. But what's the point? The point is, the purpose is that we want to create more connection between the tenants, So from that to cause a good feeling, good life, safer life, that will cause us less problems. There'll be more understanding in our environment, in our yard, around the house, in everything. To participate more. Let's get to know each other a bit more and see how much we can help each other. In the building that I live in, there's about 90 apartments, I think. I'm on the 19th floor, and there's one floor above me. Out of 90 apartments, let's say maybe 15 will agree. That's a good situation. And afterwards, others will come as well. And then we'll do a meeting like that. I came. What persuaded you to come? I wasn't really persuaded. He just told me statistics that sounds logical, that 15 out of 100 will come. So let's say I came. They won't come like that. If you put up an ad, they won't come. No, but you said you're coming. I feel bad. You came to my apartment. You asked for me to come. You made an effort at your age. You came to my house. Okay, I'll maybe send my wife or I'll come, but let's say I came. And then we're sitting around the round table in a house, like let's say at our house, our building, there's a guest room. I don't even want them to come up to my house. I'll go down there with a cake. I'll bring them some plastic cups and a bag, a bottle of Coke, and that's it. I came. You came. And a few others. And then we do a workshop. Like, you know, we've spoken about it a lot. But this first workshop, I think that we need, here's the question, how do we go about it? Let's go from the end to the beginning. If at the end of the workshop I need to reach a state where you'll leave us in a nice, warm, pleasant manner, knowing that you have people that want to feel that you're close to them without any pressure, without disrupting their rights in any way, you feel that you got a good warm impression. It excited you. It gave you some warmth, like when you were in your yard with your mother and father, that you had a feeling of home. That we can reach a state where all the 100 families are like one, that we're living in one, like it's as if we're living in one home, not in apartments. I have a building with 100 apartments, 100 families. It's not a home, it's a building. It's a tower. So maybe in the future we can reach a situation where we'll feel that we're not living in a building. And we'll have a feeling, a warm feeling, a good feeling, that we look after all kinds of services for ourselves, that we make places for kids to play around the building. We organize activities in the building for kids or for women. If there's a beautician, she can do a course there.
עם הילדים, כן? העבודה שלה
She someone who does sports with kids once in a while, once a month she can do stuff.
אנחנו ניקח לכל אחד משהו שפתאום הילדים שלנו לא ישתגעו בבית. לנשים יהיה מה לעשות.
So that people won't go crazy at home, they'll have stuff to do.
מקום לנשים, מקום יותר רוגע לגברים. אולי אנחנו יכולים בזה משהו לעשות אחר כך.
We can do stuff. And then as it will be as one full building, we can demand something together.
ממשלה מקומית.
We can demand something from the municipality, and then maybe we'll connect one building to another, and maybe the whole neighborhood, let's convince the others, and then we can get more and more. It's a means, in my eyes. Economics is a means. You see how it's pressuring us now. It's a means for bringing connection between us, which brings happiness. I have a question. There's a feeling of security.
בבניין שלי גברים הם נמצאים בתורנות בשבת.
There's doctors on call and they're in some yard. There's a big play, there's a park, and there's usually one or two men there. They sit there and they watch the kids, and then I know that there's, I look from the window, I see there's two men watching them, guarding the kids in the afternoon on Shabbat, and I let my kids go down there. They know my kids know them, and that's it. In other words, let's get closer to each other. Let's see what benefit there is from that. 10 minutes ago, when you spoke to the neighbor, when you told her to knock on my door, did you feel good coming in the elevator to my house? Going up in the elevator saying you're going to invite Mr. Levy? Was it convenient for you to invite me? Yes. Why? Because I feel that in that I'm doing you a favor. Excuse me. I feel that I'm doing you a favor. Maybe you don't understand it. Like this saying, you don't understand it yet. He doesn't understand yet, so I'm lowering myself, I'm speaking to him nicely, and not with pride or anything, but with respect. I want his participation, and I'm asking it. You want me to tell you what I felt when you knocked on my door? I was like, get out of here. Our general development in our ego, pride, has brought us to that. Until the first meeting, and then the second, you're already leaving the first one. Call it a meeting. I call it a workshop. It's a place of change. You leave this place, you need to plan it well. You come back with a different feeling. You come back with a warm feeling in your heart. Let's go back to before the meeting. Before the meeting, we're talking about quality of life, raising the standard of living. That I agree with. Today, you told me you're on the 19th floor and there's 90 tenants. Let's say I'm on the 17th floor in this apartment. My dream, it's not really pleasant to say, my dream in apartment 67 is that no one in this building will ever knock on my door. I'll pay for what I need to, I'll make an automatic payment in the bank, and if it's possible for them to go abroad, I don't want to say other things. My dream is to feel that I live in a private apartment, 100 meters off the ground. If I had money, I'd buy a private home. You'd like to feel like you're like a bird in the tree, exactly. I don't have money for a private house, so I'm stuck here. But really, my aspiration is to just have quiet, that I'll feel that I live here alone and none of the neighbors are bothering me. Great. Do you have any problems with your neighbors? Do you have anything to say about them at this moment? I usually have. So maybe let's talk about it. I don't understand what you're coming to sell me. I have a very clear product. I need quiet. I don't ever want to see any neighbor, not in the parking, not in the elevator. We understand that. If it was possible to buy insurance, I have lots of insurance. If it was possible to buy insurance that nothing bad would happen to it now, I'd buy it. I'd spend any amount on that. I want to be like that same bird. We're coming to you to sell you this feeling that no one's bothering you. That's precisely what we're coming from. That's not what you sold to me before. You said there's a meeting. You said there's a social meeting. It's not a social meeting. It's not that we're meeting him, inviting him to some party. For sure he won't go to that. He'll be on the couch. He'll see his football, play with the kids. I'm sure I'm not the only one in the building that feels like this. Everyone feels like me. We also want that, but because we have no choice, we also don't want to see anyone, and we also want everything to be organized according to our desires. And here we have a problem, that we're dependent on each other, and not even dependent. It may be worth it for us to use something common between us to benefit something else. And therefore, we're coming to you, and we're equal to you. We're not some, we're not idealists, or we didn't come to make some kibbutz in the city or something. No, we come to you to invite you once to talk about if it's possible for us to improve our lives somehow. To improve our lives. It would take me out of my nest to come see how I can improve. So you'd send your wife. You yourself won't come. Okay, fine. Because you feel unpleasant, we're neighbors, we're still neighbors. For all kinds of reasons, you'd come. You might not be convinced, but maybe you or your wife. So out of all the tenants, 15 people come. Now we need to plan the meeting in such a way that it will be very friendly, but gently. We shouldn't start singing songs. I'm flying in the elevator. I'm flying back. It has to be the correct psychological approach, verified, very clear, and professional. We need to start from there that we have problems in the play area, in the parking, in the grass next to the building. How can we speak about this? And then we go from those things to how we don't know one another and we don't want to get to know each other and how we're far from each other. And because of that, We don't know how to arrange things. The House Committee doesn't work very well. Maybe we need to help them. Maybe we'll take some... Maybe we'll say take some part in it. To add, let's say we have the best committee building. Let's say we have a great handyman, an accountant, this great system in the building. But we want to add to it a slight connection between the tenants to add even for kids. In my building, maybe there's 200 kids, let's say. 100 apartments, even more. There's young couples. They drive me crazy on Shabbat with the stairs and screaming and the elevators, of course. How can we do these things in a more organized way? That two men will look after them from a certain hour to another hour. Mothers, let's make a play area. We need to work on a person's ego, what we're giving him, what we're adding. Maybe we can play with something, activities. We have to see what people are missing. The people in my building leave the house at 7 a.m. and come back at 7 p.m. They're all high-tech lawyers, accountants. There's lots of pilots, also they go for many days at a time. There's families, all kinds of things. It's possible that we will have to see how to add this to this. But from our whole first meeting, I want to break the ice. The ice, yes. I want you to come out with a bit of warmth in your heart. That there'll be a little crack even in your heart. Is it possible? You have to find. That is the result that has to come out of the meeting. Let's say I came, my wife forced me. The neighbors asked, and I went with the kids. How would you define that it was a successful meeting, that I'll come home to my wife? What would you think that I should tell her where I was if we had a successful meeting? That you have... tenants in your building with a good heart. People in your building. That's it. With a good heart. That you can arrange lots of things with them if you'll need to. That the apartments next door, who knows what's happening with the kids, with the women, with all kinds of things. The walls have become softer. There's something that you're starting to feel that you can talk to them, because usually, do you say hi to someone when you go into the elevator? Usually, I'm asking. Yes, I always say hello to everyone. As much as I understand, nobody says There's four floors in my apartment. Of course I have to say hi, but in 100, with 100 tenants, I don't have to say hi. I don't know you personally. 100 family, that's half a moshav. Of course I wouldn't say hi. So you'll be closer to people in such a way. You don't have to protect it with the sword. Okay, now you started talking about things that I understand. What do you mean you won't feel? And your kids as well. They'll be in a safer environment. Everyone knows your kids. I'm sure that in our building, I see how they meet and everyone goes in and out like a supermarket. They go into the lobby of the building. It's a really nice, pretty lobby. You can go like in such a way that you don't disturb other people. There's three elevators. You can always go up without another person. It's a pleasure, apart from the dogs that are wandering around all the time. Meaning you still have, you have to get a good impression from the first meeting that you have people here, that it's pleasant with them, that it can be pleasant. That there's problems that can be solved and it'll be for my own good. Let's say with the kids, with the woman, if God forbid something's missing, or to build some jamboree for some kids. You know? I'm always thinking to myself, what's the difference? Or I asked before in a different way, what's the difference between a meeting of tenants where we get together and we have a talk, how to improve things? That's the committee, the regular committee. And that special feeling you're talking about, the goal. The goal is to bring warmth, a feeling of convenience, a feeling of connection. A little bit. That's what we need to reach. Because if we have this atmosphere in the entire building, that there's friendly people, people that are friendly to another, it starts to improve our living standard, our feeling of happiness. It begins to raise us the feeling of security, health, each and everything. Kids start going from apartment to apartment. We can ask someone for something. 100 apartments is a little village. It's a neighborhood. We can do lots of things together for everyone's convenience. But all this is possible only with the feeling of happiness, with the feeling of warmth, of participation, and not that because we have no choice, we have to pay for the elevators together and electricity, but it has to be a family feeling to get close to that somehow. And I think that even like Oren thinks, Mr. Levy, that we can break the walls of his heart that are really tough and give him a feeling that it's worth it for me to be without any obligation, of course. It's good to be in a home where there's a warm feeling. Not that I close the door and that's it, but also behind the walls and the whole building there's a feeling and a warm atmosphere. It's possible to do this even from the first meeting. And that's what everyone is missing at the end of the day. We see it when meeting with women, when we go into all kinds of apartments and talk with women, do we feel it or not? We feel it. So what are we going to, how are we going to conclude our first meeting, that you come to us for your first workshop? It's not called a workshop. Conversation. How do we say goodbye? Is something in our heads? No, that we agreed that on a certain day, at a certain time, when the next meeting is. And until then, but the meeting is not in your apartment, it's at Nitzas. Or even in the lobby, in the guest room. Okay, so we're meeting for our next meeting. I hope it will be fun. Thank you, Rav Lehman. Thank you for being with us. A new warm feeling in the air, new life. All the best.
Thank you.